Hello and welcome, 24/7 World Radio, Watch and a Prayer, and we are back, and today is August the 12th, 2023. Thank you for tuning in. Let's see here, what's going on? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for allowing everything to work. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for preserving your word. Thank you for the truth, and thank you, Lord God, for Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. I pray that you bless this time, bless this broadcast, Lord God, bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Well, amen. 24/7 Rural Radio, Watch and a Prayer. And we are back. And today is January 12th. Did I say August 12th before? January 12th, 2023. Oh, boy. Oh, that's right. Let's turn over in our Bible. Let me turn over in my Bible, I should say. Hebrews, first John. Revelation, chapter 7, verse 4. Look, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Interesting. So God's telling us, he's warning us, about who we should be watching out for. A woman arrayed in purple and scarlet color, sound familiar? Decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Aye, that great city that reigneth over the kings of the earth. Well, it's Rome. Indeed. And, you know, the devil has historically gotten a lot of things done by something called conspiracy. He's no stranger to that. He just wants to make conspiracies seem, what is it called, crazy. He wants to make it seem like, oh no, you know, that would never happen, can't happen, won't happen, and so on. It's called gaslighting. It's called lying. Doing the very thing that they say they're not doing. We see that where the Last Supper, you know, if somebody would have pointed out, hey, Judas is full of the devil, and he's working against Jesus, the disciples, you know, and Satan would have spoken up and said, no, can't be, don't be a conspiracy theorist. When the religious leaders met together behind closed doors to try to catch Jesus, well, first of all, to catch him in his words, they sent out their lackeys, and he refuted them soundly. And then they finally said, all right, well, we'll just try to catch him privately. What's that called where people do that behind closed doors? What's that called? Because there's a lot of so-called Christians today who are just bent over backwards in fear and terror and self-loathing. Oh, we don't want to be labeled. Oh, me. Oh, to be labeled. Oh, to be labeled a conspiracy theorist. Oh, to be labeled out of step with
history. Oh, to be labeled. Oh, me, we must be accepted with the world. We must be accepted. Oh, we care so much about what the lost think of us. Oh, me. We must earn their acceptance. Oh, we don't want to be called conspiracy theorist. Oh, no. Oh, no. And we don't want to be called hateful racist. Oh, no. And we don't want to be called bigot. And we don't want to be called this. And we don't want to be called hateful. And we don't want to be called this and that. And, oh, here's one. We don't want to have the holy brethren call us legalist. Yeah. Oh. Oh, please, no. Oh, it's so crushing in my chest. Oh, it feels like I got COVID jabs in several of them. Oh, it's crushing. Oh, it's like an elephant's on my chest. Oh, I can't bear the sound. I can't bear the sound of it. That's a weak spirit. That's weakness. And so if the preachers were shining the light and being the salt that they ought to be, then they would be talking about the very things we talk about here and the very things you hear talked about in alternative news. Although the people in alternative news are not Bible believers or Jesus followers. So you'll get truth, but you're not going to get truth set in the context of the Word of God. That's the preacher's job. That's the preacher's jurisdiction. That's his... there's a word I'm looking for. Subject matter jurisdiction. Okay. Maybe not all sermon long, but tucked away here and there in every single sermon. And, if you have a Sunday school or whatever. So what do we have here? We can't have the pulpits bring us our information. We can't have the pulpits alert the people as to who they should be voting for. We have to have the pundits who are controlled by some Masonic lodge or some clandestine Romish ties or whatever. Yeah. Through some mainstream media. Yeah. And so on. So let's see. Several things happening. I'll tell you the distractions first. This is my sense. We have this thing happening very much on cue. Biden allegedly had some kind of secret documents at his University of Pennsylvania. Oh, I don't know all the details. Forgive me. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Some library, some location. Some stupid thing at the University of Pennsylvania, something or other, blah, blah, blah. And the scandal breaks. Oh, we found these documents. Oh, and now we need to have an investigation. And now Merrick Garland, the attorney general, so-called, is prosecuting a special master to look into it, you know. Like FDR said, if it happens in politics, it was planned that way. This whole thing has a stinking smell of phony, you know, well-timed, well-choreographed diversion. Sort of like, that stuff you put up in a cornfield or whatever. The aluminum foil on string to keep the birds away, you know, the little tinkling stuff, and the birds see it and they get kind of freaked out and they leave your crops away. That's what this reminds me of. The tinkling diversionary, oh, what's this? Oh, wow, what are we going to find? Oh, what they're probably going to end up finding, but what they'll do is they'll have so-called Republican investigation. Anytime the federal government investigates anything, it always comes of, it comes to nothing. We have some sound bites. We get people angry. And, oh, it came to nothing. Oh, again. Oh, what are the odds? It came to nothing.
So I get the sense that that was what's going on. So then they just recently, today or yesterday, found a second treasure trove of documents. It, this time it was at Joe Biden's personal residence. Oh, let the outrage ensue. I am so outraged. What are they going to do about it? I hope they do. I shall tune in. So the question is, well, what are you not supposed to be looking at if they throw this out there as a tinkling? Right? The second thing of documents. Oh, at Joe Biden's residence. Next to his Corvette. Oh, the optics of it all. Look, if the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and the real power structure in this country didn't want these documents to be known about, you would never know anything about it. You would never know. They would make it go poof. They would make people disappear. They would make documents disappear. They would disavow it all. It would go poof. Merrick Garland, good Jesuit stooge that he is, wouldn't be appointing a special master. He would claim complete and total ignorance if this was not supposed to be in the media. That's my sense of it. It just smells about as genuine as a silicone steak. Okay. So, okay, back up a little bit. Well, what just recently happened? Well, last Saturday, about 12.05 a.m., in the dead of night, the Republican cohort in the House of Representatives came to an agreement. And they voted to, you know, have Freemason Kevin McCarthy be the Speaker of the House. And Matt Gaetz held out, you know. My guess is if the actual representatives were actually representing their contingencies back home, their constituents back home, you'd have, like, the exact opposite. It would be, like, 90% against Kevin McCarthy. But instead, you have, that's what you have the FBI and the CIA for, blackmail. Blackmailing politicians. And then giving them clever little cover stories for why they voted a certain way. Oh, sure. And look at the optics of it. Oh, Matt Gaetz is holding out. You know, you see the left explaining. Oh, the extreme right that's holding up the entirety of government. Again, just like on January 6th. More lies. You'd have to delve into January 6th to see all the intel operation inside job, FBI, inside job, with a bunch of dupes that were suckered into, you know, walking around the Capitol. They weren't violent. The ones that were being violent were Antifa on the outside. Documented that over and over again. You see a bunch of Trump supporters stopping the destruction and vandalism. You see a bunch of Ray Epps-type insiders coercing and cajoling. If you don't know what happened on January 6th, then you're really going to be deceived. That was, like, completely obvious in real time. So you got that, and then you got the people on the left saying, it's this extreme far-right, extreme MAGA movement. Hold it. It's like if Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and even Alexander Hamilton showed up today, they would be viewed as being extreme far-right, you know, XYZ. It's absolutely amazing. It's like if you plunge yourself into a communist country and you're not as Marxist as everyone around you, then they'd label you as being extreme far right. Like if you were to walk into the Soviet Union in the 1960s and you started expressing your views on things, they would look at you like, you're extreme far right, off with you. Gulag. Right? Those are the spirits. Those spirits come from Rome too. Oppress your political opponents. And so, blah, 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 blah. Kevin McCarthy was put in, Speaker of the House. And one of the first things that they decided to do was repeal the 87,000 IRS agents. Yay! The thing is, if a bill becomes a law, it requires the affirmation of the Senate. The Senate has to sign off on it. The Senate is so-called Democrat, more like communist. They're not going to sign off on that. Biden himself said he wouldn't sign off on it, which means if you want to do it again to overrule the veto, you'd have to have two-thirds. And then there's the issue of when they found these Biden documents, which was shortly before the election in November. Huh. I wonder why they didn't make it known back then. Well, Lord willing, we'll be back after the break. 24/7 World Radio, Watch Under Prayer.
This is 24/7 World Radio, home of Eric John Phelps and Vatican Assassins.
This is Brother Jack. I invite you to listen to my broadcast on 247worldradio.com. I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Polish-speaking people scattered around the whole world. Furthermore, I defend the Reformation in Poland, Polish Protestants and Baptists, and Polish Reformation Bible. I also expose the Counter-Reformation in my homeland, led by the Jesuits and by the Roman Catholic Institution. Join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 247worldradio.com. Tu brat Jacek, zapraszam Was do wysłuchania mojej audycji na 247worldradio.com. Głoszę Ewangelię Pana Jezusa Chrystusa ludziom mówiącym po polsku rozproszonym po całym świecie. Ponadto bronię reformacji w Polsce, polskich protestantów i baptystów oraz polskiej Biblii reformacyjnej. Demaskuję również kontrreformację w mojej ojczyźnie kierowaną przez jezuitów i przez rzymskokatolicką instytucję. Dołącz do mnie w każdy czwartek o godzinie 17 czasu wschodnioamerykańskiego na 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Nicholas. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the German Bible Truth Hour and at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dutch Bible Truth Hour on 24/7 World Radio. This is Bruder Nicholas. Ich lade euch herzlich ein, mich anzuhören jeder Dienstag um 2 Uhr nachmittags, amerikanische Zeit, für die deutsche Bibelwahrheitsstunde und 3 Uhr amerikanische Standardzeit für die niederländische Bibelwahrheitsstunde am World Radio 24/7. Dit is Bruder Nico. U bent hartelijk uitgenodigd om elke dinsdag om 2 uur Amerikaanse standaardtijd het Duitse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen en 3 uur Amerikaanse standaardtijd het Nederlandse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen op 24/7 World Radio.
This is Eric John Phelps. Please listen to my broadcast, The Eric John Phelps Show, as I preach the true gospel of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, defend the Protestant Reformation that birthed Western civilization, and expose the counter-reformation of the Jesuit order seeking to make the Pope of Rome the universal monarch of the world. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 247worldradio.com.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio, home of Eric John Phelps and Vatican Assassins.
World Radio, watching the prayer, and we're back. And I was just commenting on the so-called Biden, you know, latest thing to keep your eyes on. Anything the mainstream media and everybody's trying to get you to keep your eyes on, you need to be asking yourself, what am I not supposed to be keeping my eyes on? So, I'll give you some thoughts. On Saturday, they announced that the Speaker of the House would be, what's his name? Kevin McCarthy. Yeah. And what they're going to do is they're going to support the American people. We've been having problems too much in our Congress. They're not going to refer back. But they here's what let me give you some contrast. If the I would take note if the speaker stood up there and he said to the people, he bangs the thing, right? Boom, boom, boom. All right, everyone. Speaker of the House here. I got some things to say here on national television in front of my fellow Americans. This is what would have to be said for me to take note. He would hold up this book right here I'm holding in my hand, Lex Rex, or The Law and the Prince by Rutherford. And he would say, look, people, too long have we forgotten something, namely that the King James Bible was translated by men of God. And he would hold up the King James Bible right here. And he would say, this book broke the temporal power of the Pope. This book, as quoted by Andrew Jackson, is the foundation upon which our republic rests. This is the bedrock. And he would give quote after quote about the Puritan pulpit and the need for the preaching of the Word of God. And he would hold up this book. He would say, look, here's a book, The Jesuits. Here's another one, The Footprints of the Jesuits. Here's another one, America or Rome, Christ or the Pope. Here's another one, Washington in the Lap of Rome. Oopsies. He would hold up another one. And he would say, look, a history of Protestantism. You all need to read this because here it talks about the political conspiracies hatched out of Rome to control nations for centuries, including this one. And then he would hold up this book and he would say, look, this is called The Notes of the Debates in the Federal Convention of 1787. You all need to read a copy of this because it talks about, it has verbatim James Madison's notes as they were debating the Constitution, my fellow Americans. He would say, this is a copy of the Constitution. He would hand out, and they would pay for one copy for each member to have. They would be literally at all of their desks. And he would say, this country, this assembly has been taken over by the Jesuits of Rome. And he would go on to explain some of these founding principles, limited government. He would go on to explain the moral strength of Protestantism, the Baptist distinctives and the way the Baptists have been persecuted. He would go on to discuss the Reformation. He would go on to discuss briefly the institutes of the Christian religion, John Calvin and the migration of the people from Europe to America. And he would go on to discuss Rome and the infernal, constant, ceaseless obsession with destroying the gospel and bringing everyone to the feet of the Pope. Modern era. Peace Treaty of Westphalia, national sovereignty as a concept, 1648. And he would discuss the Jesuit order. Then, of course, he would be shot. Like Kennedy. And he would go on to browbeat the CIA, the NSA, the FBI. So it's not quite going to go that way. And to ensure such, they put a Freemason in charge of the House of Representatives. So that's something to look at. Oh, and by the way, wars, he would talk about the wars that have been instigated, going back to the war between the states. So much lies and knots that have been tied and then buried and referred back to as though it's true history.
Yeah.
Kennedy, he would talk about Kennedy being shot. And of course, the media would browbeat him. Oh, but, and then he would talk about, what's that called? The Operation Mockingbird. Mockingbird media. Fake news media. Specifically, though, he would use the terms Operation Mockingbird. Specifically. I never heard Trump use those terms. He just said fake news. So that's what would happen. And now I see, oh, look, we have Biden's documents found. Oh, wow.
Well, like I said before the break, these ones here that were found in the University of Pennsylvania or whatever, they were discovered before University of Penn Biden Center, Biden's office at the UPenn Biden Center. The documents were found on November 2nd, just 6 days before the midterm election. Of course, we all know that the elections is just numbers in a computer that isn't real. But Donald Trump raised the question, as well as Edward Snowden. They both said something to the effect of, why didn't the Justice Department announce the highly classified documents found at the Biden office before the election? They were found before the election. Why didn't they make the announcement before the election? Well, to give you something to talk about on January 12th, 2023. To give you some buzz, you know. You don't want to let the people sit for too long. They might start asking some serious questions about the millions of people dying from the COVID jab. Got to be distracted from that. Right? Got to be distracted from Hunter Biden laptop story. Got to be distracted from the Twitter files, which just recently, Twitter files number 14, just recently dropped the Russiagate lies, the fake tale of Russian bots. Russiagate. Oh, it's like it was yesterday. But you can't have the people asking any kind of serious questions. You just got to string them along with the latest thing. So Biden was questioned about the what do you call it? The documents that were found. And he was like barely able to make a coherent sentence. It's actually it would be funny. I mean, am I allowed to laugh at this? Yeah, I guess I am. Let me play you the answers, okay? The fact that he's answering questions publicly about this tells me that he's supposed to be answering questions publicly about this. They don't just let the Joseph Biden answer questions publicly about stuff unless it's been planned that way, allowed to be that way, scripted that way, intended to be that way, to take up the airtime, to displace other things that you might find interesting. Like the fact that inflation is still at a 40-year high. Don't look too closely at that. 9.1% inflation, June 2022. September 2022, 8.2%. You compare that back to 1981. You know, we're only a few months out of September, and, you know, it takes time for the numbers to come in and for them to crunch information, so... Yeah, inflation is record highs. Well, what do you expect when you have a paper money system? Which is something else the preachers should be warning about. Good thing they won't. Ah, Satan must just get such a laugh. Good thing nobody's going to spill the beans on all this deception and lies. It's too easy. So let me play this audio for you. This is Peter Ducey asking Joseph Biden about the documents that were recently found. This is treasure trove number 2, evidently, near his Corvette. Okay. So, all right, I'm going to hit play here. Classified documents, you know, and what Biden's going to be able to show with his lawyer staff. You have a bunch of lawyers in D.C. Oh, Joseph Biden is in perfect compliance with the Justice Department and with law enforcement and, you know, everybody that's official. And he just wants to just do the right thing and make sure things are on the up and up. Yeah, right. So that's also the optics they can save. They're probably going to end up finding nothing, is my guess. But it'll take them all the money and all the tension and all the time in the world for 2 years. Maybe this is what they're going to investigate with the new Kevin McCarthy Congress. They said, oh, we're going to investigate FBI weaponization. You know, like they're weaponizing against Joe Biden. And so on. weaponization of government, head by Jim Jordan. What else did the Congress recently do? I do have to hand it to them. They passed the bill repealing the 87,000 IRS agents, and even Lauren Boebert made a video about it. She's like, I'm going to vote for this bill, Lauren Boebert, to overturn. There's two pages. There's nothing else in it. I respect that. I respect legislation that's two pages long. I respect legislation that's straight to the point. I respect legislation that doesn't have a whole bunch of add-ons and earmarks and spending tucked here and there, trillions of dollars. They've been doing these omnibus bills for years. They'll do it in December. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they won't. Well, in order to avoid a shutdown, we had to sign it. Another $1.3 trillion. Republicans were not satisfied, but they felt like they had to. Well, we wanted to be good team players and keep the government going. You watch. 2023, December. We signed another omnibus bill. $1.4 trillion. December 2024. A year from now. Year and a half from... 2 years from now. Well, we didn't like it, but we had to sign it because in order to be team players, you know, well, 2025. Well, we had to sign the omnibus bill. $1.6 trillion. We had to be team players. And, you know. All right, so here. Let me play the audio of Joe Biden. If this is Joe Biden, I tend to think that it's not. His right and left earlobes have been firmly fixed to the side of his head, whereas the Joe Biden of history had earlobes that were not firmly fixed to the side of his head. You say, well, the plastic surgery. You could have plastic surgery and you can have the earlobes. Look at it. Look at the old pictures of Joe Biden and look at his dangling earlobes. And then look at this picture of Joe Biden and look at his firmly fixed earlobes. I don't know. Maybe somebody knows if this is some kind of plastic surgery that was done, or I don't know. I don't know what happened. You tell me. Maybe it's the same guy. Maybe it's not. Well, how could that be? I don't know. You spend trillions of dollars, you can come up with something. Lookalikes, doubles, whatever. I don't know. You don't think that that's not off the table for these people, right? Maybe it is the same guy. I'd like to see some comment on what happened.
Yeah, I got plastic surgery and
attach my earlobes. Look at the earlobes from now on. So, let's go. Who cares? God will sort it out on Judgment Day. Joe Biden is going to answer some questions here about his classified materials that were found next to his Corvette. Here we go. Ready?
Okay. Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
I can see it now for the next 3 weeks on Fox News. Oh, keep your attention here, children.
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week.
By the way, if you listen to him read this, it sounds like he doesn't know how to read. Okay. He says some off-the-cuff remarks, and then he starts reading his, like, prepared spiel. Here we go.
People, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street. But anyway, yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyers reviewed other places where documents in my from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings and storage areas in file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately, as was done, the Department of Justice was immediately notified. And the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document. So You're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident. Thank you very much.
That was barely coherent. So, Lord willing, we'll be back after the break. Make a couple other comments about some stuff. Lord bless.
This is 24/7 World Radio.
This is Eric John Phelps. Please listen to my broadcast, The Eric John Phelps Show, as I preach the true gospel of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, defend the Protestant Reformation that birthed Western civilization, and expose the counter-reformation of the Jesuit order seeking to make the Pope of Rome the universal monarch of the world. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Jack. I invite you to listen to my broadcast on 247worldradio.com. I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Polish-speaking people scattered around the whole world. Furthermore, I defend the Reformation in Poland, Polish Protestants and Baptists, and Polish Reformation Bible. I also expose the Counter-Reformation in my homeland, led by the Jesuits and by the Roman Catholic Institution. Join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 247worldradio.com. Tu brat Jacek, zapraszam Was do wysłuchania mojej audycji na 247worldradio.com. Głoszę Ewangelię Pana Jezusa Chrystusa ludziom mówiącym po polsku rozproszonym po całym świecie. Ponadto bronię reformacji w Polsce, polskich protestantów i baptystów oraz polskiej Biblii Reformacyjnej. Demaskuję również kontrreformację w mojej ojczyźnie kierowaną przez jezuitów i przez rzymskokatolicką instytucję. Dołącz do mnie w każdy czwartek o godzinie 17 czasu wschodnioamerykańskiego na 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Nicholas. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the German Bible Truth Hour, and at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dutch Bible Truth Hour on 24/7 World Radio. This is Bruder Nicholas. Ich lade euch herzlich ein, mich anzuhören jeder Dienstag um 2 Uhr nachmittags, amerikanische Zeit, für die deutsche Bibelwahrheitsstunde und 3 Uhr amerikanische Standardzeit für die niederländische Bibelwahrheitsstunde am World Radio 24/7. Dit is Bruder Nico. U bent hartelijk uitgenodigd om elke dinsdag om 2 uur Amerikaanse standaardtijd het Duitse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen en 3 uur Amerikaanse standaardtijd het Nederlandse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen op 24/7 World Radio.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio.
World Radio, watching the prayer, and we're back. And let's see here. Just sharing with you some comments that so-called Joe Biden was making about his documents that were found near his Corvette in the garage. Yeah. It's funny because when he was answering that question... He has a sign behind him that says, lowering costs for American families. It's like these guys go out of their way to represent and to say exactly the opposite of the truth. Like as far from the truth as possible that they could possibly get, that's what they pitch to the American people. They're incredibly consistent. lowering costs for American families, like $4 gas. You know, nobody talks about it. I have people, you know, coworkers or whatever. Oh, yeah. And then generally, and as generically and non-finger-pointy as possible, inflation is really something now. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, these flights are canceled. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, inflation's really something. Of course, if Trump was in the office, it would be extremely finger-pointy and extremely personal and extremely pointed. And it would be, look at what these conservatives have gotten us. Look at where we are. And they would wax eloquent at length. But now that Biden's in, the whole situation is just sort of generically, oh, inflation is really something, isn't it? Or you hear people say, oh, there is no inflation. Now, that died out a little while ago because it's just absurd at this point, but you get the idea. That's the feel, that's the flavor. Absolutely amazing. Another Twitter file drops. The Russiagate lies. The fake tale of Russian bots. Part 14 was just released. Fake tale of Russian bots. Whoops. At a crucial moment in a years-long furor, Democrats denounced a report about flaws in the Trump-Russia investigation, saying it was boosted by Russian bots and trolls. Twitter officials were aghast, finding no evidence of Russian influence. We are feeding congressional trolls, not any significant activity connected to Russia, putting the cart before the horse, assuming this is propaganda bots. Twitter warned politicians and media that not only lacked evidence, but had evidence the accounts weren't Russian and were roundly ignored. Oh no, those are Russian bots making those claims. And they're not Russian bots, they're real people. So the Twitter files now being dropped are proving that the main garbage narrative is complete nonsense. On January 18th, 2018, Republican Devin Nunes submitted a classified memo to the House Intel Committee detailing abuses by the FBI. What abuses? In obtaining FISA surveillance authority against Trump-connected figures, including the crucial role played by the infamous Steele dossier. The Nunes assertions would virtually all be verified in a report by Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz, December 2019. Nonetheless, national media in January and early February 2018 denounced the Nunes report in oddly identical language, calling it a joke. So the mainstream media is constantly poo-pooing things, and yet the truth is there. Well, yeah, it's a confusing world with the intel agencies always messing around with Twitter and social media. But if you want to get an interesting take on things, read the Twitter files. Because you literally have them showing Twitter's involvement with the FBI to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story. The FBI has literal quotes of their people, and then all of a sudden, you see it now, the FBI says, don't go for this conspiracy theories. Yeah, these conspiracy theorists. It's like conspiracy theories. These are your quotes from your own folks colluding with Twitter to silence stuff. No conspiracy theory. So anyway, they would lie to you. They'd tell you that the sky is green if they could. It's purple, and don't you believe your lying eyes? We're lowering costs for American families, stupid. How could you possibly think otherwise? Right? That's a bullying spirit. You see on the left, right? They look down their nose with pride. It's pride. Pride goes before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction. Reminds me of the whole evolution thing. So that's the thing. Like, these alternative news people that got deplatformed from Twitter, Facebook, and whatever, YouTube. Like, you need to get on the creationist bandwagon, because creationist scholars and PhDs have lost their jobs, been silenced, lost grant funding for 20, 30 years in this country. So welcome to the party. Welcome to the exclusionary party. Welcome to the wonderful blessings of disagreeing with the so-called left-wing secular humanist mode of thinking, where it's their way or the highway, their way or the gulag. That's open-mindedness. That's their definition of free speech. It's like what Lenin said. You're free to say what you want, and I'm free to kill you for saying it. Tolerance, sure. Okay, so we got the classified, blah, blah, blah. Russia, so-called Russia, okay, Twitter files. Read up on the Twitter files. So if you see that stuff in the news, Biden, what do you call it, documents and stuff. Now, if the shoe was in the other foot and it was Trump or some conservative or somebody who represented at least the lying veneer of representing, you know, constitutionally limited government, family values, patriotism and stuff like that. If that was the person in office, then you better believe that most workplaces and the people would be muttering under their breath quite openly, "Oh, president and his secret files, this stinking guy." Oh, but when it's Biden, it's much more hush hush. I don't think I'll hear anything about this. If you have a workplace, you know, and it's typically going to be a left leaning, if you're at a major corporation or something like that. The culture, swimming around the culture, of course, is the as much leftist stuff as they can push. You know, the net kind of gets far spread the further down the totem pole you go. So the effect is a little bit lower pressure on 50,000 people employee. Whereas the government, the highest levels, you know, it's going to be high pressure, conspiratorial, get in line. The further down the totem pole you get, the more people are a little bit at liberty to have their own views and stuff. So whatever leftist they can push down the totem pole, you'll see, you know, in the workplace, nobody's going to be making a peep about it. Unless you got somebody who's really outspoken and just doesn't care. It's funny that the people who have to have the most courage are the ones that actually have to speak the truth. It's funny how lazy and ignorant you can be, and yet you're going to be applauded for being as loud as possible. You ever see that dynamic taking place? The people that have got the most lies and the people that are the most backwards and turned around are applauded for being as loud as possible. Why do you think that is? Because it's spiritual. Let's see. He stole government documents. Things can be planted. Also, now the whole federal government is talking about it. Everyone from representatives to Nancy Pelosi to this guy on this talk show. All right, so if everybody's talking about it, then it makes me wonder what else is going on that we're not supposed to be watching. Absolutely amazing. All right. Kevin McCarthy vows to release all January 6th footage. Well, not much that's going to do, because on January 6th, they were going to have their day in Congress where they walked through the evidence of election fraud. And what happened? They had this, quote, insurrection, this joke, to completely disrupt the proceedings so that the truth cannot make it out there. Mm-hmm. Reams of evidence, stacks and stacks of loose change, stuff not adding up. It's just like the Kennedy assassination. How many dead witnesses after that? Oh, just coincidence. That kind of stuff. when you get in the thick of it, it just votes that, how can you have vote tallies that are like decimals? You know, 60,000.798 votes. How do you cast 0.798 of a vote, pray tell? Et cetera. So you could get into that, the whole election fraud at length, blah, blah, blah. What else is going on? This is kind of weird. Canada's flight entry system had some outage this week. United States and Philippines airspace shut down. Did you see that, where they had the, I think it was Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday, they had some kind of Federal Aviation Administration nationwide. Anytime I see anything nationwide, I don't know why they would have shut the planes and stuff down. Some kind of system glitch. Yeah, right. But think, you could have a situation where you have, quote, hackers who hack into the Aviation Administration's software, you know, CIA, Jesuit hacker, I mean, Russian hackers. And you could have hackers who hack into the financial system, and the only solution is to have a mark of the beast. Situation where you have hacking into the proceedings of the inauguration of the president, or hacking into the electrical grid without power, and the only solution is a mark of the beast or vaccination. Why does it seem like that's always the only solution? It's kind of weird to say. You think Satan's maybe just itching to continually push things in that direction? You watch. What do you think of this COVID stuff's for? Saw an interesting article about, what was it? The Department of Defense and their championing of the vaccine rollout and stuff. Oh, Governor Greg Abbott. Yeah, I saw the Biden thing at the border. That's a different thing. Let's see here. See if I can find it. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Yeah, read that. Here's an article that says news for the American man at arms, Armed Forces Press. The article is Department of Defense controlled COVID vaccines from the start under National Security Program, lied the entire time, were never safe and effective. Really? January 5th, 2022, for immediate release. New docs revealed Department of Defense controlled COVID-19 program from the start. FDA vaccine approval process was theater. A combination of the PREP Act, Emergency Use Authorization, and other transactions authority shielded big pharma agencies and medical participants that delivered unregulated vaccines from any liability. Washington, D.C. According to congressionally passed statutes, research of active laws, and extra details obtained through the Freedom of Information Act, the Department of Defense owns, implements, and oversees the COVID-19 vaccine program as a, quote, countermeasure to a foreign attack. While the public was bombarded with an orchestrated fear campaign, the United States government managed the COVID response as a national security threat. Check that out, the article, DOD controlled COVID vaccines from the start under national security program, lied the entire time, were never safe and effective. Lord willing, we'll be back after the break.
You're listening to 24/7 World.